The content of this program is intended for a blind and visually impaired audience. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Connect to Success. I am Shadate Hargett Hill, and for the next half hour, I will be bringing you information, education, and stories of inspiration in hopes that you will connect to your own success. Our stories will be from articles from Haley.edu, TheBlindGuide.com, and thepathtoliteracy.org. So we'll get started with our first article, and it is from thepathtoliteracy.org. Ingredients for encouraging people who are blind or visually impaired. A young woman with glaucoma shares her thoughts on being a successful adult, which she contributes to a positive attitude, hard work, and a focus on braille and orientation and mobility, written by Jasmine Polite. A young woman in a cap and gown holds up her diploma. Over the years, I have worked hard to become an independent, successful young woman with the dreams of helping children who are blind or visually impaired grow into successful adults. Florida Blind FSDB, My Family, Iowa Department for the Blind, Haley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired, National Federation of the Blind, and other blind services that have helped me on my journey. These services assisted me to figure out who I am as a person with a visual impairment. I hope I can help young children with visual impairments figure out who they are and to find their place in this world. Here are some tips that I have that have helped me along the way. Have a positive attitude towards life. As a future educator of the visually impaired, I will teach children that in order to achieve your goals, you must possess a positive attitude. If you don't let negative events get to you, you are more likely to be successful in anything you do. The key for me achieving my goals was that I always try to keep a positive attitude and rely on God. Yes, there are some colleges, there are some college classes I might not be fond of, but I wondered and I worked hard and wasn't afraid to get help from teachers or tutors. We all have a choice on how we are going to approach life. I remember a motto from my former school, FSDB. Attitude is everything. If you are always complaining about your visual impairment or how you are never going to finish college, you are setting yourself up for defeat and failure. Be positive. Look up to the people with visual impairment or other disabilities that have achieved many things in their lifetime. Celebrities such as Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Helen Keller, Andre Boschelli, Emily Goshkosh, Jose Felicio, and Louis Braille have achieved many things despite being blind because of their positive attitude. If they could do it, you can too. Work hard. In order to achieve your goals, no matter how difficult they may be, you have to work really hard. I am so happy that my Braille skills are improving day by day. Behind my success with Braille, I have been practicing every day for 2 hours and taking advice from experts who know Braille. I would say that the most challenging obstacle with Braille is using the slate and stylus. The slate and stylus is challenging because you have to manually punch the dots in the paper with a lot of force, which can cause your hands to become sore. You also have to be very careful not to write over any Braille that was already produced on the paper. However, with a lot of practice and determination, you can master the use of this device. Even though the Braille writer is a little easier than the slate, there can still be challenges. I hate it when my Braille paper gets stuck in the Braille writer because it causes me to accidentally mess up on my writing. I have been working on making sure the paper is straight in the Braille writer so it doesn't get stuck. When I make a mistake with Braille, I rewrite my sentence or word and try to correct it. With my college work, I always try to make an effort and put my best into what I do. Learn Braille. A young woman holds a Braille book in her lap. I would say the best decision I made at my school was to learn Braille. Learning Braille has made me more self-confident, and it has also eased my fear of losing my vision from glaucoma. One of the best things about Braille is that if you do lose your sight from a progressive eye condition, or you are constantly putting your face close to books, you can use your hands to enjoy reading and writing. Braille can also be used to take notes in college, jot down important numbers or addresses, and more. When I have a hard time seeing cards, the stove, or washing machine, guess what? Braille is the answer. I'm able to do my tasks without straining my eyes and struggling to see. In order to maintain my knowledge of Braille, I use my Braille contraction book or Braille alphabet card to copy words down. I usually write a word or letter many times in a row with my slate and stylus or Braille writer. I like using contracted Braille grade 2 because it challenges my brain to practice more literacy skills, and I don't have to write out certain words if I don't feel like it. The other benefit of grade 2 Braille is you have access to a wider variety of books. Right now, I'm reading the Braille Monitor from the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, and Glaucoma, What Every Patient Should Know. I also enjoy proofreading my work after I've used my Braille writer or slate and stylus. My favorite reading technique for Braille is the hand separation technique. I love this method because I don't have to worry about moving both hands to the end of the page. I always use a blindfold to keep me from peeking at the dots as I practice every day, which makes writing and reading Braille much more fun. I am currently strengthening my Braille skills by taking 2 Braille literacy courses through the Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I am willing to challenge myself to get better in Braille. Never be afraid to learn new things and be prepared for what life may throw at you. Learn to use the long white cane or guide dog. Another skill that I'm glad I learned at my blind school and from my NFB mentor was how to better use my long white cane. My cane has made me more confident and safety conscious over the years. I like using my cane to go to places such as Dunkin' Donuts, the gas station, the track, and downtown Bradford. I also rely on my cane when I take the public transit bus to college. I am excited about taking my cane with me to the airport as I make my journey to visit my grandparents and friends in Iowa for 3 weeks. Since it is my first time flying alone, I am a little bit nervous because my mom won't be with me. However, I believe in my heart that I can go on a plane by myself. For some people, guide dogs can also help to bring up your confidence by assisting you in everyday tasks. Some of my friends have guide dogs, and I'm thinking of getting one too someday. Never be afraid to travel and have new adventures. Always explore new horizons. Advocate for your wants and needs. Using a screen magnifier on the computer, when you enter the real world, you have no choice but to be responsible for yourself. You are the only person who knows yourself. Let people in your job, college, family, etc. know that you have to learn all these things in your way. Also, let them know that you need certain things to accommodate your disabilities. I had to learn all of these things after I graduated from the FSDB. These important advocacy skills may include letting your college professors or disability advisor know that you need devices such as magnifiers, Braille, interpreters, a ramp if you are in a wheelchair or a walker, and more. The best time to set up your accommodations is before your classes start. You may wish to talk to your disability office up to a month in advance. It is also important to check with the blind services in your state to find out what support may be available. Your vocational rehabilitation counselor may be able to pay for your college classes or books by giving you a voucher from the Blind Center to give to the financial aid office. Another thing that some people with visual impairments may need to be responsible for is ordering medication. Because I have glaucoma, I am responsible for taking my eye drops and making sure I don't run out of any medication. This means ordering my meds on the phone from the pharmacy and picking them up. I try to make sure that I always have refills. Calling a bus or cab to go to college or other places is another way of advocating for your needs. Sometimes sighted people might overdo their generosity by trying to do everything for you. Sometimes it's nice when someone helps you with a certain task. However, if you always rely on family or strangers to do everything for you, you will never become independent. Politely tell the person that you can do certain tasks all by yourself. If you don't know how to do certain things, attend a blind center for independence or have a vision specialist come to your home to teach you independent skills. There is no excuse to not be a capable person who just happens to have a visual impairment. Being safe. The most important skill to have in independence is to stay safe. One device that I carry with me to school, the airport, and other places is a medical alert bracelet or necklace to use in emergency. If I were to get hurt or have any kind of crisis, I can just press the button and call 911. Another great alert system to have on you is a whistle around your neck. Learning self-defense is another way to feel more safe and confident. I hope that all of these tips I've talked about are helpful to others with visual impairment or blindness. Working hard, having a positive attitude, learning Braille, using a long white cane, advocating for your needs, and staying safe are all things that can make you more confident and increase your independence. These are a key to success and life. As the National Federation of the Blind tells us, live the life you want. Our next article is from Hadley.edu, and this is a little bit about the mission of Hadley. If you didn't know, now you will know about it. The mission of Hadley is to create personalized learning opportunities that empower adults with vision loss of blindness to thrive at home, at work, and in their communities. Founded in 1920 by William Hadley, an educator who lost his eyesight later in life, Hadley offers practical health connection and support free of charge to anyone with a visual impairment, their families, and professional supporting team. With Hadley, you can discover new ways to do things that have become more difficult due to vision loss and connect with a network of peers who get it. And you don't need to come to Hadley. Hadley help comes to you online, on the phone, or through the mail. Since relaunching in July 2020, more than 45,000 people have signed up with Hadley, registering more than 100,000 workshop interactions, and our workshops have 98% satisfaction ratings, which reach all 50 states and more than 100 countries. And more people learn Braille from Hadley than from any other organization worldwide. Hadley is a proud partner of the National Eye Institute and the National Eye Health Education Program. Hadley's help conventionally meets learners where they are. And if you want to know more about Hadley, you can contact them at info@hadley.edu. That's info@hadley.edu. Or you can call 1-800-323-4238. That's 1-800-323-4238. There are also some key state agencies here in North Carolina that are very helpful, and here are some. The Instructional Materials Center, state designated, North Carolina Department of Public Instruction Exceptional Children Division. It is located at 114 West Edenton Street or 301 North Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-807-3969. That's 919-807-3969. The National Library Service Regional Subregional Library, Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, State Library of North Carolina, is located at 1841 Capitol Boulevard here in Raleigh. Their number is 919-733-4376. 919-733-4376. You can also call them toll free at 1-888-388-2000. 2460, 1-888-388-2460. Also, Part C Early Intervention Agency, North Carolina Infant Toddler Program. It's at 5605 Six Forks Road in Raleigh. The number is 919-707-5520. 919-707-5520. School for the Blind, Governor Moorhead School. The address is 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. They also have a mailing address of 2303 Mail Service Center, and that is Raleigh, North Carolina, 27699. Their phone number is 919-733-6382. 919-733-6382. State Educational Services, North Carolina Department of Public Instruction, Exceptional Children Division, 114 West Edenton Street, or 301 North Wilmington Street, and that number is 919-807-3969. 919-807-3969. And the other number, State Unit on Aging, North Carolina Division of Aging and Adult Services, 2101 Mail Service Center, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27699. Their location is 693 Palmer Drive. The phone number is 919-855-3400. That's 919-855-3400, or toll free 1-800-662-7030. 1-800-662-7030. Our next information comes from theblindguide.com. Resources for people who are blind and visually impaired. More information for you out there that may need it or know someone that does need it. Choosing Assistive Technology for the Classroom, Top Products by Ed Hinkler. Choosing the right assistive technology for the classroom guarantees success. This information was courtesy of John Garcia. He is a licensed dispensing optician and manager of Miami Lighthouse for the Blind's Vision Solution Center. And he's talking about going to school with a vision disability can be daunting. Also daunting is going through the extensive amount of helpful resources available. That's especially true when you are unsure of which products are right for you. How do I choose the right assistive technology? Clients come into the Miami Lighthouse for the Blind's Vision Solution Center knowing the issue they want solved, but they are unsure of where to start. They often assume that the biggest, best, most expensive products are the best options. As with other types of purchases, that is not always the case, and this information is good for any city and state that you're in. That's why it's important to have an open dialogue with your teachers and your optometrist. They will help you understand which products are necessary for students to thrive in the classroom. They will also evaluate individual skills and constraints to select the most effective product. Choosing assistive technology for the classroom starts with an expert such as John Garcia assisting the student's needs and individual abilities. Choosing assistive technology for the classroom is a key step in ensuring success for a student who is blind or visually impaired. The needs will vary by student and to some degree, depending on their coursework, try before you buy with organizations like Miami Lighthouse or any other organizations that work with blind and visually impaired people or have products for them. Michael Berger is a teacher of the visually impaired at Miami Lighthouse Academy, and this is what he says. He has thoughts on choosing assistive technology for the classroom. He says assistive technology is important for visually impaired students in the classroom in order to ensure they have the differentiated instruction supports needed. This kind of tech aids students who have low vision in assessing the material needed to succeed in the classroom. When a student who is low vision or blind can't access the classroom material, it doesn't mean they don't understand it. It often means they are unable to access the information. This is where assistive technology comes into play. With the appropriate access to the material, students who are visually impaired are much more likely to succeed in the classroom. As we enter a year in school, here are some useful products that can change the game for students. These products will help with vision disabilities in the classroom. Digital recorders. With a digital recorder, students no longer have to rely on handwriting notes or using a Braille to take down teachers' instructions. Simply record the lesson on the digital recorder, then take the digital recorder home, re-listen to the instructions, and take note of classroom assignments. Before this device, many students had to use a Braille to type while the teacher spoke. This caused distractions because the machines are loud. It also reinforces the disability rather than the ability. 2020 Pen, highly visible Sharpies. Sharpies are great for people who are visually impaired, but they bleed through the paper. The 2020 Pen has the same great contrast that Sharpies do, but they dry quickly without bleeding through the paper. That also means left-handed people won't smear the ink as they write. Talking calculator. The talking calculator is perfect for doing math in the classroom. It lets students compute equations auditorily. It comes with headphones and speaks in Spanish and English. OrCam devices. They have two OrCam products which are perfect for students who are severely low vision or completely blind. The OrCam read scans printer material and reads back what it scans. So all you have to do is point it at a paper, a book, or any other material and press the trigger button. For those looking for a more involved product, they also have the OrCam Eye. This device can do such advanced functions as announcing a person who is in the room with you. Electronic magnifiers, handheld video magnifiers. The electronic magnifier is a device that requires some usable vision to effectively use. It looks like a little tablet or mini iPad, and also it allows users to scroll side to side in higher magnification levels without having to move the device. The device's HD camera sees more than what is shown on the screen. That makes reading a book easier than ever. CCTVs, closed circuit televisions. Electronic magnifiers are great for the classroom, but many parents want something larger and more stationary for home. Therefore, they opt for the CCTV magnifier, which is like an Apple computer monitor that helps you read. The product contains a customized camera, a monitor, and lenses with the ability to zoom. Viewing mode options include lightning, color, and contrast for visual assistance. A viewing platform allows for easy positioning of reading material to be magnified. At the Lighthouse Shop, they offer Try Before You Buy in the Solution Center. Most of their walk-in customers are in Miami-Dade and Monroe counties, but they do have customers from Latin and South America and throughout the U.S. visiting their online Lighthouse Shop. When choosing assistive technology for the classroom, the goal is to feel confidence about yourself, especially when it comes to keeping up in the classroom. A quick conversation can help you get closer to the right device to take back your independence. Information about the Lighthouse organization. If you have any involvement with people who are blind or visually impaired, it is likely that you've heard of Lighthouse. In spite of what many think, the Lighthouses are distinct entities, typically serving a regional audience. If you're looking for a local resource, please visit the state-by-state listing. And like I gave earlier, there are different listings that I gave you earlier in the show that you can contact to find out any more information about resources for the blind and print impaired and visually impaired for classrooms. the Miami Lighthouse for the Blind's Vision Solution Center and the Blind Guy Resources, they all have. And for nearly a century, Miami Lighthouse for the Blind has been working to build a more inclusive society. Innovative programming removes barriers to education, jobs, information, and critical eye care for the blind and visually impaired of all ages, races, abilities, and social economic status. Recognized by Charity Navigator for excellence in serving the community, they've transformed lives of 90,000 blind and visually impaired families annually, from babies to seniors. If you want to learn more about the Miami Lighthouse Visual Solutions Center, you can contact them at the lighthouseshop.org. More information about the person who did this article, Ed Hinkler. He is a social entrepreneur who is passionate about improving quality of life and employability of people who are blind or visually impaired. He says, I believe there is a business ROI to hire people with disabilities. I am working with several companies which focus on increasing the meaningful employment of people with disabilities. Great, great work. And here's a little inspirational story about one person that was on Quora.com, and a question was asked that had a great little answer to it. It was, can a blind person become a successful lawyer? Oh, indeed. The late Sanhan Gupta, senior advocate of the Calcutta High Court and former advocate general of West Bengal, was an excellent lawyer, though he went blind at an early age. Sanhan Gupta, known as the Blind Barrister, was educated at Calcutta Blind School, later studying economics at Presidency College and law from Calcutta University. He enrolled in the Calcutta High Court as an advocate in 1942. He was called to the bar from the Middle Temple in the year 1947. He became the first visually challenged person to get elected to Parliament when he won the elections to the Lok Sabha in 1953, contesting from Calcutta Southeast constituency for the Communist Party of India. He continued his practice of law and was known for sterling appearances in labor cases, arguing cases successfully for workers across India. When the Communist Party split, Sanhan Gupta joined the CPIM faction and was also elected to the Legislative Assembly in 1969 from Calcutta constituency. When the Left Front government came to power in 1977, Sanhan Gupta put up a strong defense of its land reforms, such as Operation Barga, and was named an additional advocate general in 1979. The blind barrister Sanhan Gupta serves as an inspiring example of overcoming adversity to achieve success. Well, we've run out of time of this edition of Connect to Success. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please join us next time. The content of this program is intended for a blind and visually impaired audience. You are listening to North Carolina Reading Service for the Blind. This is another great episode of Connect to Success, and we hope that you were able to connect to your own success. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, the number is 919-832-5138. See you next time on the radio.